Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, death penalty is in the news again, and, you know, this is always a hot topic on Free Talk Live. We take the position, I take the position on Free Talk Live, I guess we all have different opinions on topics, and you guys, I'm not going to propose to speak for you on this one, but I take the position that the death penalty is a poor use of taxpayer money, and that, you know, you can't know everything, so you shouldn't take the ultimate step. But it looks like the Supreme Court of Connecticut, whether they agree with my reasoning or not, has decided essentially to agree with my conclusion. The Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional, bars execution of any inmate. This is from their the Hartford Courant. Not sure what a Courant is besides a little berry, but
that's probably, I think, what it's named after is the berry.
Why would you name your newspaper the Hartford Little Berry?
What do you think was used to make ink?
Okay. Is that what they used it for?
Probably.
Make some, okay. It's a guess.
Yeah.
It's a guess as good as any.
It's a very educated guess.
Yeah.
Might be my...
After a sweeping two-year review, the state Supreme Court outlawed capital punishment in Connecticut Thursday, saying the state's death penalty no longer comports with evolved societal values and serves no valid purpose as a punishment. I hate these statements about evolved societal values. The Supreme Court should be there to determine whether something is constitutional or not constitutional.
Yes.
Deciding whether or not something is an evolved societal value does not address constitutionality in any way, shape, or form. That's not the issue. If we have an evolved societal value, then we should change the Constitution to fit that value, not have the group of people who interpret the Constitution decide, you know what, as a society, we've just decided we've moved beyond this this death penalty thing. By the way, they have not moved beyond it, apparently, in Oklahoma and Texas. So apparently they're talking
more about Florida or Arkansas or a bunch of other states.
Connecticut. Culture is what they're referring to here. So anyway, I would agree that it doesn't serve a valid purpose as punishment. Punishment, I think that we have an incredible emphasis on punishment here in this country, and that it doesn't serve the purpose that we're hoping for. It is fiscally irresponsible.
Okay, so let's take the money aspect out of it completely, because money should not determine whether or not something is moral or ethical.
It shouldn't, but you're taking money from people, so therefore their opinion matters.
Right, and because, so let's just sort of go with that before I go where I was going to.
Okay.
There's a theory that if you force someone to pay for something that he does not support, that is tyranny.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And there are some people that don't support killing people. So to take their money and then kill people using that money is tyrannical. That's why I say money should not be looked at whether or not something is moral or ethical.
Okay, well, for me, one of the first things I'm going to look at is the...
Forcing people to contribute is immoral.
Okay, I want to... Since you addressed the money issue, I'm going to address my point on it, which is that because there are so many mandatory appeals... And look, I know if you're sitting out there and you support the death penalty, you don't support the mandatory appeals. You want the death penalty where they have a trial, you take them out, you shoot them like a horse thief. I get that that's what you want.
Right, and they don't care.
You live in a fantasy world, and you're never going to get that. The last time that crap happened was 1919 or something, and it's never coming back. You don't get fantasies in this world. We need to deal with reality. And the reality is that in today's judicial system, the people who are sentenced to death penalty get a bunch of mandatory appeals. You can circumvent that mandatory appeal process by sentencing somebody to life in prison. And they will be just as dangerous to society, dead or in prison.
Well, Mark, we should take them there pedophiles and hang them high.
Okay, well,
they should be drawn and quartered. Bring back the drawing and quartering.
Yeah, the pedophiles at this point are not killed in the United States. They are put in prison, and they don't rape children there.
So and sometimes,
just the opposite.
Sometimes they're put in prison for less time than somebody that had a small amount of cannabis.
Every once in a while,
there was a guy in Missouri that he was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for a small amount of cannabis. Was recently commuted by the Missouri governor.
Yep. So that just goes to show sort of the inequity of sentencing.
Right.
There was a recent study out of Texas, out of Texas County, where they looked at people that are sentenced to longer sentences are more likely to commit crimes when they get out. And I don't know what that is or why that is, but that's the case, is that more harsh sentences result in more crime, according to this study. I'm sure that there's a study that looks at the other side and says longer sentences result in less crime. I don't know the answer to that. I can only speak to my experience in the criminal justice system. So you were saying if you remove money from the issue, from the issue, that there's a moral aspect.
So right. So one of the tenets of common law, and that's supposedly what our so-called justice system is based on, is common law. There's a philosophy that says, one, punishment should fit the crime, and arguably, you know, like, you kill somebody, so we should kill you. You know, like, it could
definitely
be argued that
crime,
that fits the crime.
Yep.
But then there's also justice delayed is justice denied.
Okay.
So if you steal my car, or you steal my sandwich, and I wait 30 years to get retribution from you, then it could not in any meaningful sense be construed that I am seeking justice 30 years later for a missing sandwich.
I think that somebody should very well perhaps make it up to you. Oh, really? That sandwich that's still bothering you? Here's $20. Right? Like, that'd be a really great way to handle that situation.
Right. So in a lot of cases, and we've seen recently within the past year, at least 7 people that were on death row for over 30 years wind up getting commuted and said, oh, well, we now have evidence that shows that you weren't actually at the scene of the crime. In one case, 3 men were sentenced to death in South Carolina. They had been in death row for 39 years. The lone witness wound up recanting and said, yeah, I wasn't there. I didn't see anything.
It's crazy. And that witness will not be spending any time in prison, nor will the prosecutors or judges or jurors in those situations.
And then there was also somebody that wound up being posthumously exonerated 94 years after they were executed. 94 years
so the death
after
penalty.
They were executed.
Yeah, the death penalty. Well, I mean, you know that modern people have been executed that didn't do the crime, too.
Yes.
And the reason is that oftentimes we rely on witness testimony or something like that, and you never exactly – eyewitness testimony is demonstrably flawed.
Yes.
People don't know what they see.
I saw a YouTube video that sort of points out how horrible eyewitness can be, where they just show a still image, and the voiceover guy says, like, look at this image, pay attention to this image, and then at the end he asks a question about what color is this guy's jacket. Well, they slowly changed the hue of the color from the beginning of the video to the end. So it started off red, it ended up purple.
Okay.
But because it was such a gradual change over this video, you didn't notice that the jacket was changing colors until the very end, and then it showed the two pictures, and it says, this is what we started with. Still think you would be a reliable witness?
Yeah. This is one issue that's very important, is that unless you have sort of like video that this person did this, then you don't know whether you're killing the right person for the right crime. It happens all the time.
Right.
And if you advocate for the death penalty, and you know this, then you're advocating for the killing of an innocent person. Therefore, you're guilty of the crime that you want somebody punished for. You're a murderer if you advocate for the death penalty, at least in your own mind.
And I'll wind up telling you why I think that the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatory, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You might want to comment on our current discussion regarding the death penalty, whether you're pro or against. It's up to you. 855-450-FREE, but it is Free Talk Live, and you can call in about whatever you'd like. It is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Ian, this is night off. We're trying to make his night off permanently Thursday, but, we'll be flexible. You can be flexible, too. 855-450-FREE. Let's go straight to the phones after I tell you about ProXPN. You need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you see on the internet. And, of course, the NSA is sweeping up your metadata. ProXPN can solve all of that. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our coupon code FTL. That's like $5 a month. With your premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites, and you get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I do want to comment on your current discussion, but not the topic, but rather the word current. As a duly self-appointed search engine scholar, there are three spellings of the word current, as in current discussion, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, or
okay.
The hurry, or raising the current, C-U-R-R-A-N-T, which has nothing to do with ink or anything like that. And the word current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, which is used in the name of the Hartford Current, borrowed from the French, meaning running.
Running?
So, running, yes. So it's, it gives the idea of something running through the society, I suppose, disseminating information. It's also a piece of music played in triple time. But those are your three denotations for current and two kinds of
thanks
current.
Thanks so much.
Stories.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good evening.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. There you go. Smartest listeners in the world, I'm telling you. And that's another thing about Free Talk Live is you usually pop on, make your point, and go. Lane calling in from North Carolina. Lane, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm against the death penalty. There are just too many innocent people railroaded, and you can't bring them back from death.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and what really gets me is you've got the conservative movements, anti-abortion, talking murder, murder, murder. But, boy, they're so quick to hang somebody. All of them want to bring back their, death penalties and quick to justice. Let's go ahead and get justice served and justice done. It's just such a hypocritical thought process. I just can't understand it.
Yeah, I think that, speaking as somebody who used to believe in the death penalty, I would say that my response to that would be is, look, the anti-abortion folks, that's the life of an innocent child as opposed to the death penalty is enacted against, somebody who the theory is that did what they did. I think that what we need to accept for ourselves is that there's no way to know, yeah, somebody got a quote-unquote fair trial, but that does not mean they did what they are accused of doing. It means that we found them guilty of what they're accused of doing.
Correct. And I have to, I'm going to be candid. I mean, I don't remember when I was in my mother's womb. I mean, if I had been taken, I don't think I would have known the difference. I mean,
it would seem unlikely that someone would.
It just bothers me, the hypocrisy. I mean, I could not honestly, with a clear conscience, ever sit on a jury where the death penalty was involved.
That's an interesting point, too, because the death penalty that was enacted on the Boston bomber, Sarnaev, Nyaev, whatever the heck his name was, they excluded anybody who had a moral objection to the death penalty, which therefore means that it's not a jury of his peers any longer. The definition of a jury of the peers means it's just sort of supposed to be some kind of random sample.
That's the modern interpretation. The original meaning of jury of your peers was let's find people that know you, that know your character, and if you can convince them beyond a reasonable doubt that this person did the thing, then we know that they are guilty. Now, the jury of your peers is people that have never heard your name and have no clue what anything is related to what you did.
Interesting. Lane, I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Dana calling in from Maine. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I have a quick question for you guys. Have any of you tried the alcohol drink Absinthe?
Have I tried Absinthe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw a bottle of it once. I don't think I have.
Of course he calls in on the night Ian's not on.
Yeah.
I've never tried it.
I've never tried it either.
Yeah, I'm also very curious on if Ian has ever tried it, too.
I know he has.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
What's his opinion on it? Any idea?
I think he liked it, but I don't know that he's like a major drinker of it. But
I would suggest calling either tomorrow or Saturday when Ian will be on the show, and you can ask Ian personally what he thinks.
Have you looked it up online? Have you looked up information online?
Yes, some information dealing with Absinthe.
I can tell you there's a fantastically amusing video that came out recently done by, I believe, BuzzFeed. The title of the video is Americans Try Absinthe. And
that was pretty cool.
Oh, you saw that video. Yeah, yeah, it's amusing.
It's my understanding that it's basically just a marketing ploy to get steampunk-type people to drink liquor.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything different than liquor.
According to the video that I watched, the people who were regular drinkers and tried Absinthe, it seemed like it was they felt because these were all people who are American people who drank alcohol on a regular basis, who had never had Absinthe, tried Absinthe, and said, you know, this just feels like it moved quicker. They said it was like it's like a whole night's worth of drinking in like a couple hours or whatnot. So they felt like it was like they got drunk quicker and that the buzz passed through them quicker as well.
Huh.
Sounds like hooey to me.
Yeah, I was mostly interested on the you guys' intake, mostly Ian. I guess I called on the wrong night. My bad. About his thoughts on dealing with the long ban that they had in the U.S. from 1912 to 2007 and the current regulations dealing with it right now.
I think that's why it has the mystique that it does, because it was, had this ban that was in place. I'd have to see some kind of chemical difference in that and ethyl alcohol.
Yeah, Thujone.
What's that? The wormwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Clearly a chemical difference.
Well, if there really is wormwood in there, but what kind of proof do you have that it's really in there?
Mm.
What kind of proof do you have that there's agave in your tequila? I mean, this is marketing.
Okay.
It's artificial agave flavor. It's artificial wormwood flavor.
I don't know. Tequila's disgusting. It tastes like paint thinner, so I don't care.
Well, I'm sure absinthe is just delightful. You just want to sit around and have a cold glass of absinthe to quench your thirst. Thank you so much, Dana. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. The death penalty. Absinthe. 855-450-FREE. Free talk live.
Are you suggesting people die by absinthe?
Absolutely.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on this episode of Free Talk Live. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and digital currency, the digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistic model, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. Bitcoinist's platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net. I'm on their daily newsletter feed, and I find it useful. Bitcoinist.net. Let's go to Mark calling in from St. George, Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was actually just going to respond to the other caller's question about absinthe.
Go right ahead.
You're completely right. From what I hear, I've tried it a few times, and including in the Bahamas and in Europe, and you know, in case it's some other formula. And really, all it is just really high proof liquor. So that's why it gets you drunker quicker. It doesn't have any psychoactive effects that I ever felt. And
although liquor does have psychoactive effects,
what's that?
Liquor has mild psychoactive.
I guess what I meant is yes.
You're not going to see things that aren't there, is what you're saying?
Yeah, There's no green fairy or anything like they say in the marketing ploy. And it tastes like black licorice, which isn't my favorite flavor. So it's kind of a weird drink anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's appropriate to wear when you've got your steampunk outfit on, and then you can really impress whomever it is you're trying to impress with that. But I everything I've read, it's like, you know, it's expensive, you know, and it's got a great allure around it, but not much different than liquor. So what's the proof on it? Do you know?
I think it ranges somewhere between about 55% and 85% alcohol. So,
that is,
it's, 110 to 170 proof usually.
Yeah, my goodness.
And it's, you usually mix it down with water and sugar is how they kind of.
I see.
Wikipedia says that it's between 45 to
90%.
Percent alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know why in the world.
Or, between 45 to 74, the 90 is the proof. So minimum would be 90 to 148 proof.
Yeah, just for reference, vodka is 80 proof. They do have more highly distilled vodkas, but basically, if you're drinking vodka, you're drinking 80 proof liquor. Why do they come up with these proof things that just sort of make it beyond percentage? Percentage is much more,
I don't know,
sort of universal. Why would you make proof just double the percent? It's crazy. Makes no sense.
But it's not really double. Like it is double. Sort of.
No, it's double. Wrong. Double.
No, I
all right, you can look it up, and we can talk about it next segment, but I'm not going to have you reading articles on the
air. Oh, yeah, it is double.
All okay, right,
I was off on my math.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. I guess he's gone. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I'm not impressed with this whole absinthe thing, but, you know, I'm sure somebody is. We were talking about the death penalty previously. And I've got the story here from the Hartford Courant, apparently, about their Supreme Court overturning the death penalty, outlawing it, calling it unconstitutional, and that brings the 4-3 decision. This is another thing I hate about the Supreme Court. All right, so when you look at the United States Supreme Court,
yes,
who makes the laws?
Well, the Supreme Court doesn't make the law. The legislature is supposed to make the laws. They're supposed to be enforced by the executive branch, and then the judicial branch determines whether or not the law is constitutional.
Ultimately, the person who can say that that law isn't a law is the one who makes the laws, because you can look at the vast array of laws, you can remove the ones you don't like, and then keep the ones you do, thus you're the lawmaking body. So yes. The Supreme Court it doesn't even require a supermajority or anything like that.
Right.
If the 9 greatest judicial minds in the country can't come to some kind of agreement, it shouldn't be ruled unconstitutional. This whole 5-4, in this case 4-3 decision crap, it's ridiculous. They should be able to get every judge to say something is constitutional or unconstitutional, or they shouldn't be able to make a ruling. That's how it is, especially in criminal cases. That's how it is with in criminal juries. The jury can come to unanimous conclusion somebody's guilty. The judges just then have to, rule 5-4 or whatever.
Basically, ratify the decision.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So, sort of speaking about the legislature supposedly making the laws. You know, and I'm sure some of the people listening know, that I go to the State House on a somewhat regular basis. And
disturbingly regular.
Yes, when they're in session, probably at least once, if not twice a week. And I forget what bill the Election Law Committee was hearing, but I told the people, if you pass this, I will challenge it in court and it will get thrown out. And their response was, so? Like, we're deciding whether or not we should pass this, not whether or not some court's going to throw it out.
It's funny that legislators who swear an oath to the Constitution don't care if something is going to be ruled unconstitutional.
Yes.
But, yeah, nonetheless, I guess it's not surprising. But the problem I have is that you have 9 unaccountable, because once they're appointed, there's no accountability, 9 unaccountable These are basically government bureaucrats. The president appoints them.
Yes.
And they are not elected. They have. If you work for the government, you're one of two things. You're a bureaucrat because you work for a bureau, or you're a politician because you get elected.
Yes.
So there are 9 unappointed, unaccountable appointed government bureaucrats make decisions as to what the laws are in this country. And that is a disturbing thing.
I just sort of went to nitpick on something. They're not entirely unaccountable. The Congress could wind up saying, this person needs to be impeached because fill in the blank reason.
Uh-huh.
So there is a process for removing one of these a-holes in a moo-moo.
Has it ever happened?
Not in the last 170 years or so, but it has happened. So it's theoretically possible
right. That
one of them can be held accountable for something, but yet the
you
president...
You know as well as I do, unless they're caught with a 14-year-old hooker, they are not going to get impeached.
Right, and the president can just decide how many people are going to be on the Supreme Court.
That's true.
Because that's something FDR threatened to do. He threatened to bump it up to 13 members from 9. And then all of a sudden, the Supreme Court decided, oh, yes, all of these horrible things that we said 6 months ago were unconstitutional. Now, all of a sudden, they're okay.
That's another thing that needs to be set in stone. The idea that the Supreme Court doesn't have a firm number does give the president too much power. And that you know, like what FDR did, there's so many things that FDR did should have been incarceratable offenses. But no, we're not going to do that.
So what would you say is the best thing that FDR ever did as president?
I guess I'm not a fan. You know I come from the right. Even though I'm a libertarian, I don't believe that the state should have monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given geographic area. I still am conservative and have come from the right, and I'm an elected Republican. So, you know,
if push came to shove and you had to say something nice about the guy, what would the nice thing about him as president be?
It's nice that we have a president that was in a wheelchair. We can say at least handicapped people can hold the office.
I would say the nice thing about him is he eventually died and was no longer president.
He left Eleanor in charge, though. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So we were checking it out during the break here, and we get breaking news on alcohol proof. Apparently in the United States, I'm right, it's 200 proof is 100% alcohol. However,
in the UK, it is 7/4. So it's 1.75, so almost double, but not quite.
And that can make things very interesting when, you know, suppose you're in a place like, I don't know,
Canada,
that might be close to the United States and still use maybe British measurements.
Right, because the Queen.
Yeah, whatever. So what do they use in Canada?
According to Wikipedia, they use both.
Well, that's got to be useful information.
They officially follow U.S. usage for labeling for alcohol by volume percentage, but the old U.K. proof standard is used casually. Overproof rum means anything that is greater than 100 degree U.K. proof, which would be over 57% ABV.
Yeah, so like almost 120 proof.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously the thing that makes the most sense is alcohol by volume, just the percentage there. That makes more sense than anything else. But these, you know, people are used to using proof. This is the problem. This is why we can't get on the metric system in the United States. The reason that I can't remember what was something that I was reading recently that it was in just in kilograms. I really don't know. I think it's 2.2.
If you want to learn kilograms and, like, metric weights and measures, talk to a drug dealer. They can break it down for you, teach you how to use the metric, how many ounces are in this, and how many grams in stuff. And they can teach you.
I see.
So I wonder how often you actually encounter 200-proof alcohol, though. I mean, it seems like maybe...
You probably UK, have to make that in a lab.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like maybe the UK standard is more correct for sort of actually judging how much alcohol is in something, because when you think about it, if to them, if you say, oh, I've got 200 proof alcohol. I mean, they'd have to ask, like, what is it, 114%?
They'd have to ask that, yes. I'm sure that somebody has somewhere 200 proof alcohol. It probably isn't very tasty, but...
I think they call that jet fuel.
It probably tastes like tequila.
Well, then it can't melt steel beams, can it?
It can if the plane has the chemtrail chemicals. Boom, conspiracy in a conspiracy. Checkmate, I win.
Going back,
I don't know why nobody in those conspiracies ever asks if anything else that is located in an office building could possibly burn steel, like, you know.
Chairs, desks,
cabling, you know, like the actual insulation on cabling, which is made of fuel, you know, a particular type of plastic, you know, petroleum product.
Yeah, that's distilled from fuel. Anyway, the death penalty here, if you want to comment on it, the number is 855-450-3733. The Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled in their state that the death penalty is now unconstitutional, making yet one more state. And I believe that's the majority of states that doesn't have the death penalty. Also, the vast majority of sort of the industrialized world, the modern world, I don't even know what terminology to use, sort of Western world, doesn't have the death penalty. And the United States, and actually just some of the states in the United States are just hangers-on. Many of them southern states, where I am from. And I'm not a self-hating southerner. I love many things about the South, but the whole crime and punishment thing, it needs to be fleshed out, and
yeah. It
seems like people have an opinion without having much to back it.
Right, and a lot of times people will just throw out these sort of things like, well, the death penalty deters crime, and it deters murder. But if you look at the statistics of murder rates in states with and states without the death penalty, there's actually slightly higher murder rates in states with the death penalty.
Here's a philosophical question for both of you. So, like, let's say that there's a prisoner who gets a life sentence, you know, or multiple consecutive life sentences, and that prisoner says, no, just let me hang myself, you know, like, just let me kill myself. You know, I'll hang myself. All I need is a bed sheet. You know, like, it doesn't have to be expensive.
Here you go. Here's a bed sheet.
Okay, they give you a bed sheet every day. Yeah.
So, well, that's absolutely false. If they know someone is going to try and kill themselves, they go to extensive lengths to prevent that from happening.
Yes, they do.
Right. So, I guess what I'm saying, though, is, like, you know,
he's saying in this hypothetical, and correct me if I'm, jumping to a conclusion here, but you did say in your scenario, the inmate tells a guard or a judge or somebody, I'm going to kill myself if I'm in jail for the rest of my life.
Right.
If somebody on the death row says that.
Well, there's no death row in this scenario.
Okay, but if there is a death row, currently there are death rows, mm-hmm. and on those death rows, if an inmate claims they're going to kill themselves, they'll go on suicide watch and be prevented from killing themselves.
Yes.
That's how insane this is.
Yes. There's actually a great comic from Cyanide and Happiness is one of my favorite web comics.
Oh, I love that one, and I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, where this guy's on death row, and they're like, you know, do you have any last requests? You know, what's your last meal? And the guy's like, I'd like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And the guy's like, okay. And, you know, then the guard says, I can't wait to pull the switch on you. Or, like, I'm looking forward to executing you, boy. And the prisoner's like, not likely. And then the guard's like, huh? He's like, peanut allergy, bitches! And he just dies.
Yeah, that's the idea.
So, yeah, they go to a lot of lengths to try and prevent these inmates from killing themselves. They
that's
want to
because
do
they're
it.
Human commodities. They are bodies that go on racks on shelves, and they're counted, and that space, that rental space, is paid mm-hmm. by the taxpayer.
Right. There's a budget that has to be maintained.
Mark, going back to the number of states, according to the Death Penalty Information Center, there are only 19 states that have abolished the death penalty.
Is that so? So it's a majority of states that still have the death penalty.
Yes. Michigan was the first to abolish in 1846.
Now, I would like to point out that there are states like New Hampshire that have effectively abolished the death penalty.
Yeah.
So right. New Hampshire has the death penalty on the books. However, I don't believe anybody's been killed here since 1938.
Which sounds right.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, I guess you're right. Thank you so much for the facts there. But it's, you know, right here, it's going to be abolished in New Hampshire relatively soon too, because I can tell you that the death penalty you know, people that they're trying to do away with it are very active.
Do you think it'll be abolished before the centennial anniversary
of
the last time someone was killed?
I don't know.
Probably.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
The last time, and this was last year, so 2014, not 2015. When the bill went through the House, it passed the House, like, overwhelming, like, 85% or something, went to the Senate, and they had four votes on this bill, and all of them were 12-12 ties.
Mm.
They had a vote to pass the bill, tied. They had a vote to kill the bill, tied. Had a vote to reconsider, tied. Had a vote to table the bill, tied. So they could not do anything with this bill because they could not get a majority to do anything, not even put it on the table so we can maybe consider it later.
See, I, you know, as a very libertarian-minded person, would never make a good person to put in any sort of official high-level office in government because I'd like to try and instate an experiment for, especially since New Hampshire still has the death penalty, to instate a libertarian death penalty, and that is where the death penalty is that someone has to die by THC. They have to die by marijuana. So they just have to keep smoking. Right? It'll never happen, but they'll just keep trying.
At some point, I could make this happen. You put them in a room that has no ventilation.
Well, yeah.
And then they ultimately die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's not the same. No, no, no.
Very,
see, that's
very
not
very high.
That would be incorrect.
That would be very high. And then they would just fall asleep. And because the high amounts of carbon monoxide, they would wind up dying.
That's essentially a gas chamber.
This is one of those.
But they would be high.
This is one of those rhetorical questions that people can't move on. Even though there's been nobody executed in New Hampshire since 1938, and unlikely to be executed for a very long time. And this is happening in some other states, too. It's Texas and Oklahoma and Florida. These are the ones, Arkansas, these are the ones that do the executing out there.
Yes.
You know, if you took the top 10 states, you have the vast majority of elections.
Executions.
Electrocutions. And in some of these states, like New Hampshire, they're just not going to do away with it because the Republicans are like, I'd lose votes over this. And they're not going to lose votes over it because nothing's happening. There's effectively no death penalty in the state, and just like 19 other states, that there is no death penalty in.
So according to the Death Penalty Information Center, there have been four executions in the Northeast since 1976.
Your thoughts on the death penalty, if that's what you wish to do, the number is 855-450-3733. You should write it down to keep it for later. 855-450-FREE. And our username is lrn.fm on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237.
They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.